This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Thanks for listening to No Joke with Billy and Adam on the HeadGum Podcast Network, the least topical podcast on the internet.
Today's topic was snack bars. We hope you enjoy the No Joke Podcast. Okay, welcome back. It is the No Joke Podcast. I am Billy Scafiore.
I'm Adam Lustig.
And last week we got a little political, but news travels fast. And folks, we talked about Donald Trump's health, and it's basically out of the news already.
Can you believe it? That's what you get when you sort of, when you play with topical fire, you can get topical burned. You can get a topical burn.
Yeah. You got a topical burn. There you go, Adam.
Got to apply some topical cream.
Yeah, it's just a good example of how fast the news moves and how quickly we get hope, and then it just disappears.
I know.
Maybe
I know.
This will be the thing that takes him down. Disappears. Maybe this will be the thing that takes
vanishes.
Him down. Disappears.
Vanishes. I mean, but to your point, I mean, the as you sort of like, I feel like fairly well articulated last episode, the dude is on roids. Mm-hmm. He's probably still on, on roids. Mm-hmm. And our president is just living a life where he is on steroids now.
I see no reason why the man would ever get off steroids moving
forward.
No way.
Once you're on the roid train, you're choo-choo. Here it goes.
Stick it out. Mark McGuire is going to be his vice president in 2020. I mean, there's no reason not to.
Stick it out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was a slightly more topical episode than the episodes we've been doing previous. And those have been non-topical episodes. And Adam, we're going to aim for that bullseye today.
It's time to get back to our old tricks.
Right.
Time to go back to our old tricks. Yeah.
Before the episode, before we hit record today, we went through some things that were on our minds, some things that might make sense, some things that might interest you, the listener, where you say, oh, I see why they're talking about that today.
Yes.
And then we threw all of those ideas out and we decided to try and come up with the ultimate snack bar.
Billy said snack bar, and I thought at first, Billy, in the effort of full transparency, I thought you were referring to like an individual snack bar a la granola bar, Luna bar type thing. I was like, yeah, we could talk about those. But then I sort of clicked in that you were talking about like a snack bar at a bowling alley.
Yes.
Exactly. So at a movie theater, et cetera. So
at a roller skating rink.
At a roller skating rink.
You skate up an ice skating rink. You skate up to the counter, and there's just this very specific feeling of excitement and joy when you approach the snack bar.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But not all snack bars, Adam, are created equally.
True that.
There are some that will offer you, you know, the Snickers for a dollar, the Milky Way for a dollar, the can of soda for a dollar, and
for
basics. But then there are other snack bars out there, Adam, that like to go a little higher. They like
Nachos.
Hello Nachos is exactly where I was at.
Yep.
Hello Nachos. Hello Hot Dog. Hello Rectangle Slice of Pizza.
Hi there, Rectangle. This isn't made out of anything organic. I'll eat it.
Oh, hello, Jumbo Pretzel.
Salty or either they come in salty or extra salty.
Yes. So in the spirit of the old No Joke Podcast where we would talk about our previous lives with the subject, Adam, I do have a few snack bar
I bet you do.
Moments.
Because
your boy Billy was a roller skating DJ for his entire high school career.
Four years he
spent his weekends and mornings at a roller skating rink. A roller skating rink with a badass snack bar.
Now rewind for a second, Billy. What do you mean mornings?
So Sunday mornings and Saturday mornings.
Sunday morning, weekend mornings. Got it. Yep.
That was exclusively for the little kiddos. I would be there. I'd be there from the morning spinning records for the little kiddos. Then in the afternoon, it would be the kids who weren't allowed to play hockey right now, but they wanted to skate so badly that they would just skate in circles without sticks. And then at night, it was the teens and tweens. And that's when we were allowed to play R&B.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So,
the full array of sort of musical stylings and musical tastes.
The evolution of tween. I mean, we got from a 4-year-old to 14-year-old. That was my sweet spot. That was my bread and butter. That's who I was spinning Backstreet Boys and Cisco to.
And they all need snacks.
And
while they're skating,
they
all need snacks.
Yeah. That's right. And so when you'd get up to the snack bar, they wouldn't say, hello, welcome to Hot Skates, what can we get you? The real thing that they would say when you roll up to the cash register is pizza or hot dog.
Beautiful. Just
right
cut, AKA cut to the chase.
We know why you're here, kid. We know our prices are unbeatable. Which one is it going to be, pizza or hot dog?
Amazing.
Adam, if you're presented with that same question right here, right now, maybe not at noon where you are, but let's say it's, you know, maybe lunchtime, whatever.
You roll up to the roller skating rink.
Someone says, Adam Lustig, pizza or hot dog? Where is your gut go?
My gut goes pizza because I have a very soft spot in my heart for that Elio's, DiGiorno. Mm-hmm. It's even like snack bar pizza is even sub frozen pizza. Like it's a special sort of particular brand of frozen pizza that, like you said, does not come in a triangle, does not come in any shape known to geometry or physics. Mm-hmm. And it's just sort of like, it's almost like the pizza has always been there, like predated the roller skating rink itself in a way. Mm-hmm. Almost like they built the roller skating rink around the pizza. So it's sort of kind of what it feels like.
Right.
So I think that, and I sort of like that I have a soft spot for that. I like how it's chewy. It's never crunchy, never crispy, always chewy, always rubbery, simultaneously hot and cold. Mm-hmm. So I sort of like the full sensory experience that pizza gives you. I'll do a hot dog, of course. Even just to save the step of condiment application, I think in my gut is going to go pizza in that context.
See, now I'm a hot dog guy.
Lovely. Why is that?
Because I think I was raised with a philosophy of why deny yourself meat in any context. If it's like, would you rather have this pile of thousands of dollars or this one hot dog? It's like, well, one of them has meat in it. I want the meat. So I was always pure hot dog.
Yes.
They boil the hot dogs though, Adam. Most snack bars boil the hot dogs.
Yeah, they be boiled big time.
Yeah, they be boiled. And my question to you is, how do we feel about a boiled dog? Does that change the – obviously, we would rather have it roasted or grilled. But
of course,
we still go boiled dog.
1,000,000% yes, because for the same sort of nostalgia – for the same sort of nostalgia flavor. It tastes like youth. Those boiled hot dogs to me, like when I was playing Little League Baseball, weird boiled hot dogs. When I went to JCC Sports Camp, weird sad boiled hot dogs, which I would eat with gratitude, with pleasure, with vigor, and enthusiasm. So it's like that boiled hot dog takes me back to a specific place of being a child who doesn't have any discerning taste buds. Not that I do now. So of course I will absolutely endorse and indulge in a weird snack bar hot dog, no doubt. And I also just want to say one other thing. Snack bars operate price-wise. They're almost – it's the inverse of airport pricing, which is that like airports, they have you trapped in the airport and they jack the prices up. And then a hot dog in an airport is going to run you like $27.50.
Yeah, a Hudson News apple is like $4.50.
Yeah, it's rude. It's crazy.
Come on.
Yeah. It's like all laws of capitalism and commerce are shattered. And
well,
it's like
they
can just
– Exactly. Yeah. When they have you trapped, they can price gouge. But when they know that they're competing against a roller skating rink or an ice skating rink, they know that if you want to come here, you better save some cash.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. That's right. Precisely. And so like that – and so I just love – there's something so sort of homegrown and refreshing about like all these bowling alley, roller skating rink, weird Little League snack bars. It's like nothing should be or normally is pricier than like $3. I mean, even a nacho is going to run you like what, $3.50, $3.75? Maybe.
That's a good question. What is the most expensive thing at the stand? I think like unless you are adding something to the top of the nacho, and I can't even think of what the protein might be that you would put on top of the nacho, because it seems like the only protein they have in these places is hot dog.
Yeah, no such thing as chicken nachos at a snack bar. That is a luxury not known to a snack bar.
Well, I think why this kind of came up was you asked me. I went to a drive-in movie like last week.
Yes.
And their snack bar had carne asada nachos.
Oh, get out of here. Well, that's amazing.
It's trouble because you want it so bad, but you also know I'm in a parking lot in the middle of the valley. Like, I don't know if I should be eating this. But snack bars have this way. Snack bars have this way of making you just say, it's a snack bar. It'll be fine.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like food trucks are almost like snack bars for grownups. It's like there's an element where it's like, so did you get the carne asada nachos and were they scrumptious?
I did not. I got a Slurpee.
In true roller rink fashion.
That's right. But in true roller rink fashion, it's not 7-Eleven, so it's not a Slurpee. It is the brand, I don't even know what you'd call it, Icy.
Yes.
Icy. I-C-E-E. Yeah. I got a cherry icy. We went to a doubles feature.
Come on.
And it hit.
Beautiful.
It hit perfectly. It was that sugar rush I needed to get me through that second movie that we watched.
I love that. I love that. So you were DJing at Hot Skates. You were never – did you ever work behind the snack bar? Did you ever sort of dip your
–
okay,
no.
Never. Of course
no,
not.
No, there wasn't okay. – there was – a person behind the snack bar couldn't DJ, so why would the DJ work
naturally.
The snack bar?
What no, totally.
I did
Good
have,
point.
Though, Adam, was a grace period between the 9 a.m. session and the noon session. Where there's
okay.
about a half hour to 45 minutes where okay. they couldn't tell Billy nothing. And Billy would leave the DJ booth and he would walk with his feet, not even in skates, across the flat floor that you weren't supposed to walk on.
Damn, Bill.
Only for roller skating only.
Damn.
And the boy would just boil up his own little hot dog.
You would boil a DIY?
Packs.
Oh,
come
my
on.
God.
I want to control my destiny.
Oh, my God.
I want to control my destiny and make my own goddamn hot dog before going
yes,
back up to the DJ booth
yes,
and
sir.
Starting up there.
Yes, yes, sir. And you
yes.
were going, you said mustard packets, and those are going in a bun. Are you ever doing a bunless hot dog? No.
Come
That's
on,
like
you
crazy.
Gross,
that's crazy.
Gross. I might as well eat your pointer finger. What are you doing? You need the bread.
Good point. The bread is half the battle.
And one other tip is put the mustard on the bread, not the top of the dog.
Whoa. Do you hear that, folks? Because that is actually – wow. Okay. That's a real tip. That's actually not like, haha, we're joking around having a good time podcasting. That is a culinary how-to. That's
and
brilliant.
And if you like that mustard on the bun, not the dog, then go to your local ice cream establishment and say, hey, toppings in the cup, not on top of the
Are
ice
you
cream.
Hearing this? Are you
folks,
hearing this? I don't want to blow past this because this is some like black belt Jedi level sort of snack tips here. That's really amazing. And now, Billy, can you walk me through exactly what the rationale is behind that with the
yes,
ice cream
absolutely.
With the hot dog? Why do the
so
toppings go in the cup?
So we'll go ice cream because it might be a little easier to explain. Ice
yeah.
cream, if you put the toppings on top of the ice cream, the first, let's call it the first 2 minutes of eating the ice cream experience is otherworldly. But it
yes.
also promises you a world that can't sustain.
Listen
because once
this,
you
guys.
Eat the toppings that are on top of the ice cream, there are no more toppings left for you to explore.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you were digging for gold. There was a nugget of gold sitting on top of the mountain. You put that in your
yep.
pocket and then you
yep.
decided to dig for 10 more miles when you
yep.
knew nothing else was waiting for you.
Correct.
In this world, you dig through the ice cream, and at the bottom there is a secondary treat, namely colored sprinkles.
Unbelievable.
Namely colored sprinkles at the bottom of the cup. And in the event that you flip your ice cream upside down with the spoon that you are eating out of the cup, there
Hello,
are
gold.
Now – there's new gold that is going to re-arrive
Hello,
from
gold.
The bottom to the top.
Wow.
So and if you are in a place called Pinkberry or a place where you can put your own toppings in your cup, you
yep.
have to go almost like sandwich style with
yep.
toppings on the bottom. Ice cream toppings on the top.
It should look a little bit like a cross-section of the Earth's crust for all you Earth science fans out there.
Exactly.
It should look fairly layered like Billy yep. Stroud, like a 7-layer dip, but
mm-hmm.
dessert. You get it.
Yeah, if you're big on the Earth's crust, to all my Earth's crust people out there, you know what we're talking about.
You know what I'm talking
about. Adam, we have to go into an ad, but I would like to just say, because it feels on brand, Amir and I host this other podcast called Buckets, and one of
yes.
the listeners told us that Mason Plumlee, the starting center for the Denver Nuggets,
okay.
looks like a boiled hot dog.
Oh, how appropriate.
And now I can't get that image out of my head. So backup center for the Denver Nuggets, Mason Plumlee, if you're not familiar with who he is, take this time in the act break to Google Mason Plumlee, and you tell us if you think he looks like a boiled, specifically boiled, hot dog.
And before you eat him, throw that mustard on the bun, not on Mason himself.
That's right. So keep the mustard off of Mason. We're going into an ad. We'll be right back with more No Joke.
When's the last time you got rewarded for brushing your teeth? With Quip's new smart electric toothbrush, good habits can earn you great perks like free products, gift cards, and more. Now, you've probably heard Billy and I talk about Quip a million times, but this is something brand new that rewards you and your mouth. The Quip Smart Brush for adults and kids connects to the Quip app with Bluetooth, so you can track when and how well you brush, get tips and coaching to improve your habits. You can earn points for daily brushing and bonus points completing for challenges. Nice. Redeem for rewards like free products, gift cards, and discounts from Quip and their partners. And if you already have a Quip, you can upgrade it with a smart motor and keep the features that you know and love, like the sensitive sonic vibrations, 2-minute timer with 30-second pulses for a guided clean, the slim, lightweight, and sleek with no wires or bulky charger to weigh you down, and the multi-use travel cover that Billy loves that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter.
And beyond the brush, Quip has everything you need to build a complete routine. It has floss that expands to clean and comes in a refillable dispenser to reduce waste. It has an eco-friendly solar battery charger to power your quip with sunshine, the refresh bag to bring your good oral care habits everywhere you go, and they also offer mint or watermelon toothpaste with anti-cavity ingredients for strong, healthy teeth. Plus, you can get your brush head, toothpaste, and floss refills delivered from $5, and shipping is free. Again, join over 5 million mouths who use Quip and save hundreds compared to other Bluetooth brushes when you get a Quip Smart Brush for just $45. Start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today and go to getquip.com/nojoke right now to get your first refill free. Once again, that is your first refill free at getquip.com/nojoke, spelled GETQUIP.com/nojoke. Quip, better oral health, made simple and rewarding.
Welcome back to the No Joke Podcast. Today, Billy and I are building the ultimate snack bar. We just discussed, Billy just sort of walked us through very eloquently and wisely his sort of topping strategy, which again, bears repeating. You put the toppings, whether it's mustard on the bun and then the hot dog, or whether it's the sprinkles and the ice cream toppings, first layer and then the ice cream for all the reasons he laid out. It is truly wise and truly prophetic. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I think that we have been conditioned to believe that toppings belong on the top because their name is toppings.
Exactly.
However, if we started to call them bottomings,
yes.
If we started to call sprinkles, cherries, hot fudge, bottomings,
yes.
I think that we would all be a little easier understanding why this can work and should work.
Throughoutings. You want the experience throughoutings.
Throughoutings. What is Cold Stone? I think Cold Stone actually does throughoutings.
They have their own bizarre experience going on there where they like chop it up like it's a salad. They like took this sort of Cold Stone sort of took like the – I feel like in the mid-2000s there was that boom of like salad lunch places where you would like go and like they would chop your salad for you and you'd like watch them do it and it was like this weird museum salad experience.
Yeah, Americans loved walking left to right and seeing their meal be made, whether it's Chipotle or Chopped. It was just like, I'm going to take one step to my left every 10 seconds and this is a thrill.
That was like one of the main legacies of the aughts of the 2000s was left to right. Let's watch this lunch get built. Mm-hmm. So like I feel like Cold Spring sort of hopped on that sort of train and sort of had that kind of like, all right, you want the peanut butter cup ice? We're going to throw it in here like a salad. And like the ice cream is the lettuce and watch me stir it.
Yeah, they love to show off that they could chop up that ice cream. And sometimes I only went once and it was kind of because I had to see it to believe it. But I think sometimes they sing at you.
Yeah, I think they do. I think we may have even discussed this. Yes, I think they do sing at you. Yes.
I went once and they chopped my ice cream and they were singing at me simultaneously. And I remember it felt like someone had a spray bottle and they were just spritzing it in my face. Because the face I was making was like soft cringe. Where it was like, come on, just stop. Like, put the cookie dough
it's
in the
ice
cup.
It's just ice cream. Let's go here. Yeah. I believe, and I'm sure that we've discussed this on the podcast, I believe Cold Stone also was similar to Starbucks where like they make you say grande venti. I believe at Cold Stone it was like the sizes were literally like it, love it, gotta have it. And it was like, I don't want to say those words to you.
Adam, I know you to be – if you get angry, you can get short-tempered.
I can get short-tempered, yeah.
Yeah, I mean like all of us, but I've seen you get short-tempered.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you were feeling short-tempered walking into a Cold Stone and they demanded that you said grande venti or whatever the next word was, could you see yourself having a bit of an episode and saying, I will not? Or do you think that you would just – or do you think knowing yourself you would swallow it and keep it moving?
I think that I would find some sort of happy medium. I am certainly not one to make a scene in a store. Like
that's
I just
true.
No matter how kind of grumpy or ill-tempered I am, I have like a pretty quick shame trigger that like I'm not about to like be that guy that makes any kind of scene to like a minimum wage ice cream scooper. Like it's never going to happen.
Yes,
however,
that said,
I will take a beat. I will take a silent beat and I will make eye contact with them, hoping that they understand that I am displeased, that I need to say venti gotta have it, that they know I'm mad, and then I'll say it. So I'll put a little English on it. When I say it, I'll let them know in my tone that it's corny. So that's what I will do, and that I'm not thrilled.
I'd like to – can we run this dry rehearsal real quick?
Yes, please.
Can we
just I'm ready.
Do it once? Okay,
yes, please.
Great. Hello, sir. You seem like you're in a bad mood. Is there a certain ice cream that I can get for you today?
I just like some cookie dough, please.
Okay, what size?
Medium is fine. Thank you.
We don't have medium here at this cold stone. If you look at the board, we have a couple of other options. Do any of the other options excite you?
Sure.
You see, we have teensy tiny, witty bitty bigger, grande, and jumbo jumbo. Do any of those excite you?
Okay, I'll I'll do the witty bitty bigger.
The witty bitty bigger. Okay, now I do see that we have witty bitty biggers behind the counter. However, we require you to say "gotta have it" after it. So, if you wouldn't mind, just because my boss is in the other room, if you wouldn't mind, will you just say "itty bitty bigger"? I gotta have it, please.
Itty witty bigger. I gotta have it. Cookie dough, please.
You got it. That looks right.
Okay, so that's about how that would go. I think that's about how that would go. I would be breathing my temples would probably start to pulse. My breathing would get short, and I would be upset, but I would still do it.
Because you gotta have it.
I gotta have it. I'm already in line, and I literally gotta have it. So
ultimately, they just want to hear you beg.
Exactly. It's right. Like a weird dom sub relationship that they're forcing you into that you didn't ask for. It's a little
dom sub. Yeah. Nice dom sub.
We talk BDSM here on the No Joke Podcast. Absolutely.
We are unafraid of BDSM chat, folks. Our moms and dads love to hear us talk about it. It is the No Joke Podcast. It is the second act. We are trying to talk about snack bars, and we kind of are. We're talking about ice cream snack bars.
Exactly.
Adam, I'm going to ask you something, and I already know the answer is no, but I want to hear you say the answer is no.
Let's hear it.
Are you familiar with the software and the app Discord?
No, Bill. No, Bill. It took me many, many minutes to figure out these Bluetooth headphones. So, no, okay, I don't know what Discord is.
Have you ever heard of the app Discord?
I have to be honest, not really.
What if I told you that No Joke Podcast is now on Discord and people are talking?
Honestly?
What would you even guess that means?
I gotta have it.
You gotta have it. Itty bitty? Itty bitty gotta have it.
I gotta have it. Billy, tell me what exactly it is that I gotta have.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm not really this tech-centric, but here's what I do know. Discord is an app that you can download on your phone, and HeadGum has signed up and kind of created their own channel on Discord. Think of Discord as a Reddit, as a dynamic chat room where multiple podcasts and multiple shows and anything that's related to HeadGum has all these different chat rooms now.
Cool.
Where people can listen to episodes, they can say their favorite parts of episodes, they can give out suggestions. It's just a running conversation about the things that are happening at HeadGum.
Cool.
And if No Joke listeners are looking to see what other No Joke listeners are saying about the podcast, and you are a Discord user, just go to the HeadGum Discord app. I'm sure that if you just Google HeadGum Discord, it'll come up. But people can see various conversations that are happening around the podcast if people want to check in with us there. It's just this growing platform for people to check in. So I kind of wanted to promote that. If you're looking to join the conversation, No Joke has a Discord, and it is on HeadGum's Discord.
Cool. Great.
So there's that.
I'll be Googling that imminently.
Okay. Adam, one other piece of housekeeping.
Yes.
One other piece of housekeeping.
Yes, Bill.
We received a voicemail.
Oh, yes.
A few weeks ago. From a man who got married a few months ago.
Yes.
The man who got married's name is, I believe we're calling him Pastor, though I'm not
Pastor
sure.
Pastor Josh.
Josh.
Yeah.
And he, we missed his wedding.
Unfortunately,
We apologize for that. However, he did leave us a secondary email, and he wanted to just drop a prayer. Wanted to drop a prayer on y'all. And I say, we receive thine prayer, because we heard it, and we thought it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And then we check in for maybe the conclusion of the second act, and we then dive bomb back into snack bars.
Sounds good.
What do you say?
Sounds good.
Okay. So this is Pastor Josh trying to bless your timeline with a little help and a little positivity. We'll be right back.
Hi, Billy and Adam Nation. This is Pastor Josh, 6'3". For one, I'd just like to say I was forgiven about my marriage message thing. I'm listening back through the catalog and saw you guys miss that. That's totally fine. That type of thing happens. Billy, specifically, I wanted to kind of absolve your conscience of the Krasenstein behavior going on right now. That's totally fine. The president deserves quite a bit of rebuke, and he, I think, needs it. And at risk of my tax-exempt status as a minister, I would encourage the whole nation to vote and not vote for him. Vote for the other guy. that's probably the best way to go right now. I'd also encourage the Nace, if you're so inclined, to pray about everything that's going on, the West Coast fires, the protests, police brutality, coronavirus, of course, and may those prayers lead to action within our own lives and in places where things are truly out of our hands. If you are so inclined to pray, then that is an acknowledgement that we can't fix the world alone by ourselves, and we can trust to others where things are out of our hands, and we can trust to the Lord, or at least that's what I think. I know other folks have other beliefs, but I'd just like to share that. And yeah, that's just all I wanted to say. Thank you, boys, very much, and thank you, Nash. God bless y'all.
Thank you, Pastor Josh, for the sweet sentiment, and congratulations again on getting married. We wish you love and lasting health. Mazel tov!
Yeah, good man, Pastor Josh. Yes. I have another question. Thoughts on corn dogs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm pro corn dog. I think they sort of freaked me out as a kid. I don't think I sort of had to age into that one a little bit. I think like age 22 and under, I was probably anti corn dog. I was like, just either give me corn or a hot dog. I don't need those two things melded. But then I think I had a corn dog at some, I can't exactly tell you where, maybe at like an amusement park of some kind. And I was like, oh, I get it. You just eat through the yummy corn cake and get to the hot dog. I can do this.
So you received the corn as corn? You were like, I don't need corn and a hot dog? Because to me, it was always just like the corn closed cake. Bun. To me, it just felt like a bun with just like the edges were pinched. Like it was like, it's just a closed, enclosed bun. It's a sleeping bag.
Yeah, but it's a total sleeping bag, total sleeping bag. But like to me, it's like it's not, it's distinctly not bread. It's like that, it's like a corn, it's like a pupusa, like a corn tortilla type vibe. And I would say once I had it, I was like, oh, I actually like this. Okay, I'm into this. So I have a lot of respect for the corn dog. I even feel like a corn dog at a snack bar. Now, maybe I'm revealing my own sort of, I don't know, the limits of my snack bar experience. But if I'm seeing corn dog at a snack bar, that to me indicates kind of a fancy snack bar.
Oh, really?
To be honest. Because when I hear snack bar, I'm thinking my points of reference. I didn't go to too many roller skating rinks. I'm thinking of my local bowling alley growing up. I'm thinking of my little league growing up. And that's really about it. And like it was pretty bare bones. It was like mainly for popsicles. Like my interest was mainly popsicles, weird amorphous pizza slices, hot dogs, obviously, soda, and some candy, namely Jawbreakers or like Everlasting Gobstoppers. So like it was a lot of like literal 5-cent candies or like Double Bubble, like literally the worst chewing gum that could ever be.
That's true.
Like the worst.
Snack bars do offer the candies that hurt the most.
They hurt you. It's a punishment. Yeah.
Right. Fun dip, that stick, that big white stick with fun dip that you're like telling yourself you're supposed to eat even though it hurts. Gobstoppers, Jawbreakers, like you said, these are all just painful candies that Starbucks have. I mean, that snack bars out of stock.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I cannot tell you the Double Bubble, like I can't tell you how bad this gum is. Like the texture is, I mean, granted, the gum was probably so stale, years old, so it was just like not chewy or texturally pleasing in any way. Zero flavor, and it just became like it literally just made your jaw ache, and I couldn't stop. It was like 5 cents a pop, and I was like, give me 30 of them. So that was essentially my snack bar experience. Again, very relatively lo-fi, nothing too crazy, no nachos even really. And that's when I see a snack bar with nachos, that to me is also like, frankly, this is approaching top tier snack bar.
Yeah, I would say that the level up for me is not just if you have corn dogs, but I think the level up to me is, do you have hot items at all?
Yeah,
if you're selling hot items at all, if you have some sort of heat source,
do you have fire?
I don't even care if you're boiling water. If you have some sort of hot source, I feel like you went from junior varsity to varsity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, correct.
Right. Yes. Adam, it is going to be the second act break. Somehow already we are here.
Can't believe it.
So what's a snacky act break?
We've talked about ICs, talked about corn dogs, of course.
Feeling hot. I mean, it doesn't have to relate. Is there a song that you've heard recently? You're like, well, that's the best song I've heard in a while.
Oh, dang, that's a good question. I've been fairly detached. I haven't listened to too much music. I know this sounds sad, and maybe it is. I haven't listened to too much music lately, Bill.
That's fine. We can play How You Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot. Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot?
I mean, that kind of feels like it is like in the vein of a roller skating staple as well.
Right. So, little tip about being a roller skating DJ. When the energy in the building got too high, when you could literally feel the speed of the skaters getting too fast, would bring it back down. You would bring it back down to a ballad, and you'd encourage people to go to the snack bar.
Yes.
So let's imagine that we are going to play Hot, Hot, Hot. Yes. Right now, you guys all go to your snack bars, cool down.
Grab some nachos, grab an icy.
And we'll be right back with more No Joke.
Welcome back to the No Joke Podcast. That was the artist Arrow with the song Hot, Hot, Hot.
Now, the conga. That song, was the conga built for that song, or was that song built to conga?
Great question.
A conga line.
Super, super good question. In my mind, the conga predates that particular track. However, at every bar mitzvah, birthday party, anniversary party, wedding I've ever been to, that song is synonymous with thine conga.
Yeah, because even Gloria Estefan's conga, I don't even feel like my conga line to do the conga.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like Hot, Hot, Hot is the de facto How You Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot.
How you
put
feeling
your hands
hot,
on
hot.
Your neighbor's waist and walk in
correct.
A line.
Correct.
Create a snake at a 13-year-old's birthday party.
Were you ever reluctant to join a conga line? Or if you see a conga line forming, are you like, oh, hell yeah?
There was definitely a few times. Let's start with Hell Yeah, where I saw an opening with a girl who, I had a crush on. And I was like, this is my opportunity to vaguely put my hands in the orbit of her back.
Conga-tunity.
This is a conga-tune. Exactly.
Yes.
So I would take that conga-tunity and I would – that was once or twice at bar mitzvahs, something like that.
Yes.
The older I've gotten, however, it makes me – I don't know if shame is the word, but I just don't want to.
I get it.
I just don't want to.
I know.
I feel like you would still bring that positive, fun energy, and you would just go all out and just have the greatest conga of your life.
Yeah, the conga, I was much more conga. I don't know what it was. Conga was always a minute for me to take a breather, like you were saying at the act break. The conga was always a time for me to take a breather, go to the bathroom, go to the snack bar. If we're talking Macarena, if we're talking electric slide, if we're talking like any sort of like cowboy line dance, I'm in, full throated, full hearted, can't lose. I need it.
So the conga, like the dances where you're side to side. You don't like the front to backs.
Yeah, something about the snake, I don't know, like extended, and this is, I don't mean to sound too like whatever, Larry David or whatever, but like extended physical touching where you don't exactly know when the appropriate time is to stop it. I wanted to kind of avoid that awkwardness. I think I just was sort of wanted to preemptively not put myself in the position where I needed to like my ask Aunt Marilyn to get her hands off my waist. You know what I mean? Like I just wanted to sort of, I just wanted to avoid that interaction like full stop.
Sure. So, I get that. It's kind of interesting. I mean, like you have so much power at the front of the conga.
You already do. Like, what keep the you pace do, car.
Everyone has to follow that. There's no deviating from it. So, you know, you could, I mean, maybe the most responsible conga member is on November 3rd, start a conga line and then get all of your family and friends to conga behind you to the polls.
Yeah, exactly. Conga to the polls.
That's people can say, that's... where are we going? We've left the bar mitzvah. We're now on the main street. We're on the highway. We're now at the Staples Center. Why are we congaing this far? Here? Oh, it's November 3rd. We're at the polls.
But Billy, that's a good – has every NBA arena did I read somewhere that every professional basketball arena will now be a polling place?
You is did that read that. That happened during the like at the beginning of the bubble when they were really trying to you know, make some practical changes. Yeah.
Yes.
Though I don't know if it's true.
Oh, okay.
I know that the announcement came out, but I haven't seen every single arena in every single area confirm it. There was in Georgia, I believe, Georgia.
Yeah.
They had their first early voting yesterday, early voting 2 days ago, and it was wildly successful.
Great.
I think it was taking people hours for the primaries just a few months ago, and now it was like max 30 minutes. People were filing out. And I think that's a good reminder for anyone who lives in a place where it's hard to get to polls or there's usually long lines, no matter what state you're in. Check to see if your local basketball arena is now a voting polling place. If it is, take advantage of that. We need every single voter going to the polls, especially if you are a Democrat.
Absolutely. And I doubt that the snack bars at the arenas will be open, but on the off chance that they are, put the mustard on the bun. Put it on the bun. Don't put it on the dog. Put it on the bun.
It keeps things clean, as we know.
Yeah.
We've all seen those guys, those men and women who competitively roll logs, where they get on a log and they run and it spins and it's a mess. We've all seen those competitions.
Yes.
We don't need our hot dog to be covered in mustard on the top, and then it spins around like one of those logs, and then it gets all over everywhere. We just don't need that. Keep it in the bun. Keep it safe. Keep it clean.
Keep it clean, folks. Conga to the polls. Keep it clean.
Come to the polls, keep it clean. We've been making the same request for about 150 episodes. All we want is 400 reviews.
We're so close. We're so close. We're at 397.
It doesn't feel close, Adam. It feels like one step forward, two steps back. It is an impossible ask to get us to 400 reviews on the Apple Podcast app. So if you have some free freaking time waiting in line at your local polling place, hop onto your podcast app. Go to No Joke Podcast and just say, it's fine. Just five stars, whatever.
Yes, exactly. You can even just say you begged like enough. You can even just say enough already. That can be your comment. Just enough. Yeah, enough. That's fine. Yeah.
We're trying to get them to 400. Enough.
Yes.
Adam, today we were talking about snack bars. If you had to choose the ideal candy bar, you have $1 in your pocket, and all candy bars are against the wall, and good news, they are all $1. Where is your dollar going?
Yeah, I think that this is something that I'm certain that we've discussed on this podcast before. I grew up in a bit of a Snickers household. Snickers was always the candy bar to me that was closest to a proper nutritious meal.
Eats like a meal. Yep.
It eats like a meal. So I think Snickers, if I was feeling like responsible, if I was feeling a little crazy and like decadent, I might do something like a Three Musketeers where it's a little nougaty and creamier, which was as a kid was always a little bit my go-to. So I think that if I'm putting myself in the mind frame of like 14-year-old me going to the snack bar, I think I would default to Three Musketeers. They had the branding of it really seduced me with the silver mirrory packaging. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, this looks luxurious.
Kids
this
love
seems
chrome.
Expensive.
Kids
yeah.
love chrome.
Kids love chrome, and I was a kid, and I love that chrome. So I was like, give me that chrome.
So what so world, what would it take for you to order a Milky Way? I've never really understood the Milky Way's place in the candy economy.
To me, a milk chocolate Milky Way, almost never. Dark Milky Way dark, hook me up. That would that immediately sort of vaulted to the top of my wish list.
Is Anything Milky Way was, the only candy that provides the dark option? I don't know if I've ever seen a Snickers dark.
Yeah, no, Snickers is only milk, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Milky Way, I mean, I think other candy bars may have adapted the Milky Way trend of like giving you a milk, giving you a dark, but Milky Way was way, way ahead of that curve.
Of course,
they were like
the irony being out of that Milky Ways promote that they are milk chocolate in the title. Should they be called Darky Ways?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, they probably should be. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should send an email to darkyways@gmail.com.
At gmail.com and just see if someone responds. So I would say Three Musketeers if I had to say, Bill, if I had a dollar in my pocket and a wall full of candy bars, I might go Three Musketeers, as you said, due to the chrome.
So you would go single bar. You wouldn't go into the bag of Reese's Pieces, or you wouldn't go into the smaller bite-sized options. You like the single bar, the thing that you can hold in your hand.
Kind of, yeah. There's like a one-stop shop, no extra packaging, no micro unwrapping, no pieces that I may drop accidentally and feel like I'm losing some of the bar's value. There's just sort of a, I go to the bar, I unwrap the bar, I eat that bar, I throw away the wrapper, I'm done.
Good.
And that there's something about that appeals to me.
I like to live in this theoretical for a bit longer, Adam. If we can, if we can live in it real quick, I'm behind the counter now. You roll up to the counter. You have $6.
Oh.
You have $6. Order what you want with that $6, and I'll tell you if you can get it.
And this is – we're talking about not just candy. This is snack bar. This is
why
menu snack bar. Okay.
You have $6. You can spend it however you want, however cleverly you want. If you want a high volume of foods, yeah,
okay,
you can go for it.
Here's what I'd like. I would like one slice of pizza.
Okay. That'll
I
be
would
two,
like
– hold on. That will be $2.25.
Ooh, brutal. Okay.
So now you're down to $3.75.
Okay, give me a hot dog as well.
What?
A hot dog as well?
You want pizza and hot dog.
Please.
All right, so now you are up to $4.50. You have $1.50 left already.
Okay, I'm absolutely going to need a beverage. What is your small – and I'm not above getting a small cup of ice water, by the way.
We offer small cups of ice water for free.
I'll take a small cup of ice water. Is that free?
That is free.
Okay. You know what? Make that two small. Make that two small cups of ice water.
No, we see exactly what you're doing, and you're. Oh.
Okay, how about one cup of water and one cup of ice?
Nope, we still see exactly what you're doing. Ice melts into water. We are not going to let you take. We need the cups.
You're clever. You're a very clever proprietor.
We're light on cups right now.
Okay, so I'm getting one slice of pizza, one hot dog, one cup of ice water, and I have $1.50 left. So now give me – let me have your – let me have – what do you have in terms of Starburst? Do you have anything in the fruit candy?
We have tropical Starburst. We have the traditional yellow. Those cost $1.
Oh, great. So I'm going to do one tropical, please.
Okay. So I have
50 cents remaining on my budget, I believe?
You do. We're a little light on objects that cost 50 cents. You can get a side of jalapenos that come with the nachos.
Okay.
I know you didn't order nachos, but the side of jalapenos is 50 cents.
Oh, interesting. Do you have any smaller candies in the bubblegum family or in the Jawbreaker family that you're selling for 25 cents a piece?
Oh, yeah, we do, actually. We have this little jar of bazooka gum, so you can get 10 pieces of bazooka gum for a nickel if you want.
10 pieces of bazooka gum or loose jalapeno peppers. You know what? I'm going to do the loose peps. So I'll take the loose jalapenos, just to cap that off.
Okay, great. So we have pizza, hot dog, water, tropical Starburst, and some loose jalapenos. Do you want me to put the loose jalapenos on your hot dog or pizza before I put it in the oven?
Yes, actually, if you wouldn't mind distributing them as evenly as you see fit onto the hot dog, that would be amazing for a little extra spice.
All right. I just crush the jalapenos into the center of the pizza because I don't care. And I throw it in the oven. Not a bad order.
That's a robust meal for $6. So well-priced, and I feel, honestly, fantastic about
that. And that is a good example of the power of the snack bar. You got a pizza. You got a hot dog. You got a water. You got a tropical Starburst and some peppers.
Yeah.
It's almost the entire food chain for $6.
It's the whole pyramid there. It's amazing.
And so you eat all of that junk food and then you skate around in circles for another 2 hours.
I feel bad in my body.
Oh, yeah. Mind, body, and soul. Stomach. Gas. All sorts of issues.
Now, Bill, let me ask you. I flip it around to you and I pose the same question to you. You have $6 and I'm going to put you at a similar snack bar, you know, in the vein of the Hot Skates Roller Arena snack bar. You have $6. Please have at it.
I'm starting with the soda. Give me a can of classic Coca-Cola.
Okay, that's going to run you one American dollar. That's one buck.
I will also have a hot dog, please.
Okay, no problem. That is cost $2 here at this particular theoretical snack bar, so you have $3 remaining.
$3 remaining. Okay, can I get one Skittles, please?
One individual Skittle or one bag of Skittles?
No, the bag.
Oh, the bag. Okay, perfect. So that is also $1. I should also say that we have original flavor and we also have tropical.
No, we're going to go orange, please.
Okay, great. So you have a can of Coca-Cola and a hot dog and Skittles?
Now, before I move on, do you sell individual Skittles? Because the way you asked that question made me think that you might sell individual Skittles.
Well, I'm not above. Look, it's just me working back here. And if you wanted me to open this Skittles bag and just like sort of parse out a few individual Skittles, I would happily do that for you and prorate it for you. But that's totally up to you. And I would wear gloves doing that. It would be totally hygienically safe and completely FDA approved. But that's totally up to you.
No, thank you.
Okay, cool. So
I have a hot dog, I have a soda, and I have a pack of Skittles. And how much money do I have left?
You have $2 remaining.
$2 remaining. How much is the ice cream sandwich?
Oh, the ice cream sandwich. That's actually, we're doing a special deal because we actually don't have the normal adult size ice cream sandwiches. We only have the little fats.
Oh, I know those little fats. Okay.
Yeah. So I could give you 70. I will do, that's $1 a piece or two for 150.
So, I don't really need two. I'll just take one, please.
Okay, great. So that is a mini fat, small fat ice cream sandwich, and you have $1 remaining.
$1 remaining. You know what I'm going to do with that last dollar?
Yeah.
Just because you offered to go against the grain and pull out some of those Skittles for me with your gloves and put them in, I don't know, a cup? I don't know
I think just maybe on a napkin.
Oh, got it. So a flat surface with no walls?
Yeah, it's not ideal for you. It's not ideal for you. No, yeah.
You know, I was going to put a dollar in the tip cup, but I really am a little bummed that you haven't considered me. It's not ideal for me was a sentence I was just told twice. So I might just keep my dollar. I might just spend
five.
Yeah,
what are you going to do with it?
I might just spend five.
You're going to spend five here? Wait a minute. What are you going to do with the extra dollar? There's literally nothing else at this roller skating rink to buy. I mean, what are you going to do?
That's not true. As a matter of fact, I need quarters to open up my locker.
Okay, then you're doing the responsible thing, yeah. Then you're doing the right
thing. I have a locker, and every time I open it, I have to drop a quarter in the slot. So as a matter of fact, could you just break this dollar?
I got it. Ooh, we're low on quarters at the moment. Would you take dimes? Would you accept dimes?
You know, I'll just take a second ice cream sandwich.
Okay, you got it.
I think it'll just be a second ice cream sandwich.
Okay, you got it.
Adam, I think that was the most improv we've ever done on the No Joke Podcast.
And we didn't even need a suggestion. We just sort of, we didn't even need one to start.
All we don't need is a suggestion.
Exactly.
All right. Well, this was another non-topical episode of the No Joke Podcast.
Yeah, we're back in our wheelhouse, baby.
Snack bars, baby.
Yeah.
Anything you want to promote, plug, anything, Adam, while we're here?
Again, can't be said enough. Please vote. November 3 is election day. Early voting has begun. Please, please just vote. Exercise your right as a citizen of this nation and just do it. I hope it doesn't take you a million hours to do so, but it's really worth it. Please do that.
And for all people who are still listening at this, the 48-minute mark, if you have a reason why you're voting, if there's a reason why you're motivated or enthused to vote this year, send us a voice memo and we will play it on an upcoming pre-election day pod of the No Joke Podcast. Because I think that we would like to be inspired and also for other people to understand, to think outside of themselves for a second and to see why other people need this election to go their way. Yes. So leave us a voicemail if you are motivated to do so about the reasons why you are excited to vote in this year's election.
Awesome.
Also, follow us on social media at Adam Lustig, at Billy Scafuri, at No Joke Pod. You can email us, nojokepod@gmail.com. But for the No Joke Podcast, I am Billy Scafuri.
I'm Adam Lustig.
And like always, we will talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.